Previously, the Lord told Ezekiel to take a brick and to inscribe the name Jerusalem on it. He told them to build a wall around it and to lay siege against the city with ramps and battering rams, like a child would play a game in his yard. Everyone with him in exile saw him build this mud brick city. The Lord told him to lay down on his left side for 390 days for the sins of the northern kingdom, and on his right side for 40 days for the sins of the southern kingdom. He was to cut his hair and divide it into thirds, one third to burn in the fire on his model of the city, one third to chop up with the sword around the edges of the model of the city, and one third to cast into the wind. He tells him to bake bread and to eat it while he is laying on his side. And now the Lord continues to instruct Ezekiel about what to do with the model. Ezekiel is to set his face towards the people who live in the mountains of the southern kingdom because they are still worshiping idols in the land, and the Lord will send the sword to slay them on that land. So your altars will become desolate and your incense altars will be smashed, and I will make you slain and fall in front of your idols. Then you will know that I am the Lord when the slain are among the idols around their altars on every high hill, and they will know that I am the Lord. The end of the Jewish control of the Promised Land is coming quickly. The four corners of the land will be placed in the hands of another, and the eye of the Lord will have no pity on her, nor will he spare her, but he will bring her ways upon her, and her abominations will be upon her, and she will know that he is the Lord. All the silver and all the gold that they have will not be able to deliver them. The king will mourn, the prince will be clothed with horror, and the hands of the people of the land will tremble. The Lord says to Ezekiel, "According to their conduct I will deal with them, and by their judgments I will judge them, and they will know that I am the Lord." More than a year later, when Ezekiel has finished laying on his side for the iniquities of the northern and the southern kingdom, the Lord catches Ezekiel by the lock of his hair and lifts him up between heaven and earth so he can see the visions of God to Jerusalem. He can see the idol of jealousy there in Jerusalem and in the temple. He says to Ezekiel, "Son of man, do you see what they are doing, the great abomination which the house of Israel is committing there, so that I would be far from their sanctuary? But yet will you see still greater abominations?" And the Lord takes Ezekiel to the entrance of the court, and in the vision he can see a hole in the wall. "Dig through the wall, Ezekiel." So Ezekiel does. "Go in and see the great abominations that are being committed there." So Ezekiel enters and he sees every form of creeping thing and beast and detestable thing, with all the idols of the house of Israel, which are carved on all the walls around, surrounded by 70 elders of the house of Israel. Those 70 elders say, "The Lord has not seen us. The Lord has forsaken the land." And at the entrance to the gate, women are sitting there weeping for Tammuz. Tammuz is the sun god, the husband of Ishtar, the goddess of fertility. At the entrance to the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, there are about 25 men with their backs to the temple of the Lord and their faces towards the east, and they are prostrating themselves eastward towards the sun. They have filled the land with violence, and they have provoked the Lord repeatedly. And the Lord says, "My eye will have no pity, nor will I spare them. And though they cry to my ears with a loud voice, yet I will not listen to them." Then the Lord calls for the executioner of the city to draw near with his weapon in his hand. And Ezekiel sees 6 men coming from the direction of the upper gate with their shattering weapons in their hands. And among them was a certain man clothed in linen with a writing case on his loin. They go in and stand beside the bronze altar. The glory of the Lord of Israel leaves the Holy of Holies and the Ark of the Covenant stands in the threshold of the temple. He tells the man with the writing case, "Go through the midst of the city, even through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and groan over all the abominations which are being committed in its midst. But to the others, go through the city after him and strike. Do not let your eye have pity, and do not spare. Utterly slay, O men, young men, maidens, little children, and women, but do not touch any man on whom is the mark, and you shall start from my sanctuary." So they started with the elders who were before the temple. Ezekiel was alone by himself, the only one left. And Ezekiel falls on his face and he cries out saying, "Alas, Lord God, are you destroying the whole remnant of Israel by pouring out your wrath on Jerusalem?" And then the Lord says to Ezekiel, "The iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is very, very great. And the land is filled with blood and the city is filled with perversion. But as for me, my eye will have no pity, nor will I spare, but I will bring their conduct upon their heads." Then the man who was clothed in linen with the writing case says, "To the Lord, I have done just as you have commanded me." Ezekiel sees the appearance of a man above the whirling wheels. He is clothed in linen. He tells Ezekiel to enter through the wheels and to gather coals from the fire and scatter them over the city of Jerusalem. And when Ezekiel enters to get the coals, he sees the court filled with the glory of the Lord. And a cherub gives him the coals. The cherub has wings with hands under the wings. And he has the face of a cherub and a man and a lion and an eagle. And the whole body is full of eyes. Back at the eastern gate where the Spirit has taken him, Ezekiel sees the same 25 men that have been devising iniquity and giving evil advice in the whole land and the whole city. And the Lord tells Ezekiel to say to them, "You have feared a sword, so I will bring a sword upon you. And I will bring you out of the midst of the city and deliver you into the hands of strangers and execute judgment against you. And you will fall by the sword. I will judge you to the border of Israel, so you shall know that I am the Lord." And Ezekiel cries out to the Lord, "Alas, Lord God, will you bring the remnant of Israel to a complete end?" And the Lord says to him, "Though I had removed them far away from the nations, and though I had scattered them among the countries, yet I was a sanctuary for them a little while in the countries where they had gone. Then I will gather them from the peoples and assemble them out of the countries amongst which they have been scattered, and I will give them the land of Israel." And then the cherubim lifted up their wings and with the wheels beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel hovered over them. And the glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city and stood over the mountain which is east of the city. And then the Spirit of the Lord returns Ezekiel back to the city by the Chebar River in Babylon, and the vision is over. Back at home by the Chebar River, the Lord tells Ezekiel to pack a bag and to carry it in and out during the daytime like he's going into exile. And he's to dig a hole in the wall and to go in and out of that hole at night like he's going in and out to exile. And when the people ask, "What are you doing, Ezekiel?" tell them, "I am assigned to you. As I have done, so it will be done to them. They will go into exile, into captivity. The prince who is among them will load up his baggage on his shoulders in the dark of the night and go out. And they will dig a hole through the wall to bring it out. And he will cover his face so that he will not be seen in the land with his eyes. And the Lord will say, 'I will also spread my net over him, and he will be caught in my snare. And I will bring him to Babylon, to the land of the Chaldeans, yet he will not see it, though he will die there. I will scatter to every wind all those who are around him, all his helpers and all his troops, and I will draw out a sword after them, so they will know that I am the Lord, when I scatter them among the nations and spread them among the countries. But I will spare a few of them from the sword, and I will spare a few of them from the famine and from the pestilence, that they may tell of all their abominations among the nations where they go, and they will know that I am the Lord.' Ezekiel, eat your bread with trembling and drink your water with quivering and anxiety, and say to the people, 'You will eat your bread with anxiety and drink your water with horror, because the land will be stripped of its fullness on account of the violence of all who live in it.' And the Lord says to them, 'None of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever word I speak will be performed.'" The Lord tells Ezekiel to tell the people, "Woe to the foolish lying prophets, and woe to the women who sew magic bands and make hoods for the people of stature to use to hunt down innocent lives and to practice divination. The Lord will deliver the people out of their hands, and they will know that I am the Lord." The Lord tells Ezekiel to warn the men that have set up the idols in the land of their sins. He tells them to warn them if they do not change, even if Noah, Daniel, and Job were in their midst, they could not save the people, nor could they stop the coming wrath of the Lord. The four severe judgments are coming. That's the judgment of the sword, the judgment of famine, the wild beast, and the judgment of the plague that will cut off man and beast from the land. But there will be some that will be left, and for those that will be left, there will be comfort when they see the conduct of the actions. And they will know that the Lord has not done what he has done to bring his wrath upon them in vain. The Lord asked Ezekiel, "Now Ezekiel, what value does a branch have that is still on the vine or still on the tree? It has not been made into anything by man," the Lord says. And with that, the Lord asked Ezekiel to remind the nation of Israel of how she was conceived, given birth, washed, rubbed with salt, nursed, matured, and then how she forgot her maker and began carving idols from the branch that she cut from the tree. Even though she has forgotten the Lord, he will not forget his promise and covenant that he made with her when she was just a youth. The Lord then tells Ezekiel to tell the people a riddle. "A great eagle with great wings, long pinions, and a full plumage of many colors came to Lebanon and took away the top of the cedar. He plucked off the topmost of its young twigs and brought it to the land of the merchants, and he set it in a city of traders. He also took some of the seed of the land and planted it in fertile soil. He placed it beside abundant water. He set it like a willow. Then it sprouted, and it became a low, spreading vine with its branches turned upward, but its roots remained under it. So it became a vine and yielded shoots and sent out branches. But there was another great eagle with great wings and much plumage. And behold, his vine bent its roots towards him and sent out its branches towards him from the beds where it was planted, that he might water it. It was planted in good soil beside abundant water, that it might yield branches and bear fruit and become a splendid vine." Then the Lord says to Ezekiel, "Say this, will it thrive? Will it not pull up its roots and cut off its fruit so that it withers, so that all the sprouting leaves wither? Do you not know what these things mean, Ezekiel?" Ezekiel, say, "Behold, the king of Babylon came to Jerusalem, took its king and its princesses, and brought them into Babylon. He took one of the royal family and made a covenant with him and put him under oath, and he took away the might of the land, that the kingdom would be in subjection to him, not exalting itself, but keeping his covenant, that it might continue. But he rebelled against him by sending an envoy to Egypt, that they might give him horses and many troops. Will he succeed? Will he who does such things escape? Can he indeed break the covenant and escape? Surely the country of the king who put him on the throne, whose oath he despised and whose covenant he broke, in Babylon he shall die. Pharaoh with his mighty army and great company cannot help him in war when they cast up ramps and build siege walls to cut off many lives. I will spread my net over him and he will be caught in my snare. Then I will bring him to Babylon and enter into judgment with him there regarding the unfaithful acts which he has committed against me." Then the word of the Lord comes to Ezekiel saying, "What do you mean by using this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, 'The fathers eat the sour grapes, but the children's teeth are set on edge'? As I live, declares the Lord, you are surely not going to use this proverb in Israel anymore. Behold, all souls are mine. The souls of the father as well as the souls of the son is mine. The soul that sins is the soul that will die for that sin. So repent and turn away from all your transgressions, so that iniquity may not become a stumbling block to you. Cast away all your transgressions which you have committed, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies. Therefore repent and live. Ezekiel, as for you, take up a lamentation for the princesses of Israel. In your lamentation, say, 'What was your mother? A lioness among lions? She lay down with her young lions. She reared up her cubs. When she brought up one of her cubs, he became a lion, and he learned to tear his prey and to devour men. The nations heard about him. He was captured in their pit, and they brought him with hooks to the land of Egypt. And when she saw, as she waited, that her hope was lost, she took another one of her cubs, and she made him into a young lion. And he became a young lion, and he learned to tear his prey and devour men, and he destroyed the fortified towers and laid waste to the cities. The nations set up against him on every side from their provinces, and they spread out their net over him. He was captured in the pit and put in a cage with hooks and brought to the king of Babylon. Ezekiel, this is your lamentation, and it has become a lamentation because it is true. Now in the seventh year, in the fifth month, in the tenth of the month, certain of the elders of Israel came over to Ezekiel to inquire of the Lord, and they sat before him. But the Lord will not speak with them. He will not let them inquire of him. He tells Ezekiel to tell them about their abominations, and Ezekiel reminds them of their time in Egypt and how the Lord had brought them out into the promised land and had taken care of them in their youth. Tell them to remember me, says the Lord. Change your ways and all your deeds with which you have defiled yourself. Then you will know that I am the Lord when I have dealt with you for my name's sake, not according to your evil ways or according to your corrupt deeds, O house of Israel. Turn your face towards the Negev, Ezekiel, and say to them, behold, I am about to kindle a fire in you, and it will consume every green tree in you as well as every dry tree. The blazing fire will not be quenched, and the whole surface from the south to the north will be burned by it. All flesh will see that I, the Lord, have kindled it, and it shall not be quenched. And then Ezekiel cries out to the Lord and says, oh, Lord God, they are saying of me, he is just speaking parables. Ezekiel, turn your face back towards Jerusalem and speak against the sanctuaries and prophesy against the whole land of Israel and say this, the Lord has said, my sword will go forth from its sheath against all the flesh from the south to the north. Thus all flesh will know that I, the Lord, have drawn my sword out of its sheath. It will not return to its sheath again. In the place where I created you, in the land of your origin, I will judge you. And I will pour out my indignation on you, and I will blow on you with the fire of my wrath, and I will give you into the hand of brutal men skilled in destruction. And you will be fuel for the fire. Your blood will be in the midst of the land, and you will not remember, for I, the Lord, have spoken. You have despised my holy things and profaned my Sabbaths. Slanderous men have been in you for the purpose of shedding blood. In you they have covered their father's nakedness. In you they have humbled her who was unclean in her impurity. One has committed abomination with his neighbor's wife, and another has lewdly defiled his daughter-in-law, and another in you has humbled his sister, his father's daughter. You have taken bribes to shed blood, and you have forgotten me. Thus I have poured out my indignation on them, Ezekiel. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, Ezekiel, and their way I have brought upon their own heads.